Types of rookie CEOs based on company size and challenges. A rookie CEO can come from any background and may have experience in various fields and company sizes. Bill Miller, drawing from his consulting experience, categorizes rookie CEOs into different archetypes based on their backgrounds and the challenges they face. Understanding these archetypes can shed light on the diverse approaches rookie CEOs take in leading their companies. Each leader's background often foretells the type of leader they become. One significant factor is the company's revenue stage, ranging from startups with funding of up to $5 million to large-stage companies with assets of around $100 million. The builder. Honest and well-meaning, her biggest challenge is hiring outside her circle of friends. The technoid. Intelligent and hardworking, her challenge is her introversion. The innovatist. Visionary and tenacious, his challenge is managing people. All three have an engineering background. The dealmaker assumes the CEO role after the builder. A money mover with a sales background, his challenge is trusting people too much. Rookie CEOs at mid-revenue companies. The flyboy, brilliant and compassionate with an engineering background, his challenge is handing over control. The general, experienced with an operations background, his mistake was replacing good people with his friends. The opportunist, with a research background, he excels at spotting revenue growth opportunities, but communication is his challenge. Rookie CEOs at large stage corporations. The cyclone, experienced and hardworking, her controlling style alienates her peers, despite her engineering background. The pipeline, with a sales background, he focused on improving sales during his short-term CEO stint, but needed help understanding the company's product. The path, philosophy, leadership style, and culture framework guides rookie CEOs. The PPLC framework for rookie CEOs includes four key components. Path, how did the rookie CEOs reach their new positions? Philosophy, what are their core values and principles? Leadership style, what does day-to-day life look like under each CEO? Culture, how will the CD.O.'s PPLC traits shape the cultures they want to foster at their new organizations? When aspiring to be a CEO, consider modeling yourself after those you admire and avoid emulating management behaviors you dislike. For instance, the cyclone made mistakes as a novice CEO, such as investing in unprofitable projects and revoking team bonuses. In contrast, the flyboy successfully led a small startup, creating a fun work environment with events like Pajama Day. Reflect on your PPLC framework when taking on leadership roles. A CEO's expertise stems from experience and vision. A CEO needs a combination of vision and expertise, which can come from education, experience, and other influences. Many rookie CEOs today have engineering backgrounds due to the prevalence of tech companies in the economy. These CEOs focus on their products and rely on beachhead customers to adopt their innovations, rather than emphasizing sales like other CEOs. Vision is crucial for a CEO. For example, Steve Jobs aimed to change the world, and he achieved his vision. Different types of CEOs, such as the cyclone, the builder, the technoid, the general, the flyboy, and the innovatist, develop functional expertise based on their engineering backgrounds. When becoming a CEO, it's important to have people around you with functional expertise. Product managers excel as CEOs with team leadership experience. CEOs from sales backgrounds are often extroverted, but may lack attention to detail. They are motivated by money and can excel in beachhead enterprises that rely on early adopters. Former COOs, like the general, make excellent CEOs because they have leadership experience at the highest levels of a company, requiring operational expertise. They bring structure, such as dashboards and metrics, to a company's operations. Similarly, product managers make effective CEOs because they have experience leading small teams, are skilled in project management, and understand the business process needed to bring a product from idea to customer. Those with a tech background are more likely to become innovators. Success of rookie CEOs hinges on integrating philosophy into corporate culture. Chief executive officers, CEOs, have unique philosophies that shape how they lead, build teams, and manage. These philosophies set the tone for a company's culture and work environment. Some CEOs with dishonest philosophies can lead a company astray. For instance, a rookie CEO once used documentation from his previous company, instructing consultants to replace the old company's name with his new company's. This raises concerns about what else he might be willing to do. To earn respect as a leader, it's crucial to consult with your team regularly, communicate clearly, and build relationships. Avoid tactics like the Cyclone, who used team meetings to undermine colleagues and ultimately got fired for throwing the wrong person under the bus. Similarly, the dealmaker tried to motivate his team with money, but failed to understand that quality, not just financial rewards, is a key motivator. Leaving money in plain sight can also invite theft, as the police pointed out. Top leaders collaborate and establish achievable goals. Rookie CEOs bring their unique management skills and personal traits to their new roles. Some are competitive and aggressive, while others excel in interpersonal relationships. Some prefer to be hands-on, while others take a more hands-off approach. However, the most effective approach is to be collaborative and have a clear vision to guide conversations. Some CEOs, especially those from smaller companies, prefer a spontaneous style. While this can bring energy, it can also lead to poor time and resource management. Changing plans or timelines can confuse and hinder employees. For example, one CEO rushed an app to market against advice, leading to long hours and eventual failure. It's crucial to set realistic goals and be open to multiple solutions to problems. People desire CEOs who respect them and avoid micromanaging. A great leader can motivate people, earning the respect every rookie CEO desires. To inspire your team, avoid micromanagement and trust that they know how to do their jobs. Keep meetings brief and focused, and encourage your staff to support each other. Use performance metrics to ensure accountability. There are many ways to motivate employees. Some CEOs, like the Cyclone and the Opportunist, prefer formal meetings over drop-in visits. Others, like the Flyboy, organized a charity fundraising drive where the person who contributed the most had to kiss a pig. This unusual approach proved to be highly motivational. Simply thanking your team for their efforts can also boost morale. Even negative feedback can be helpful if given respectfully. Clear communication is key to maintaining motivation and productivity. Rookie CEOs must take responsibility for failures. New CEOs often feel pressure to take on new projects to prove themselves, but this can be a risky strategy. It's important to stay focused and accountable. Hold leadership meetings to set priorities and make decisions aligned with the board's direction. Boards can remove CEOs who allow processes to fail, lose control of budgets, or experience delays in deliverables. Avoid random approaches and pursue well-thought-out solutions. Some rookie CEOs take credit for work they haven't done, ignoring the efforts of their team until it's time to showcase success. This approach lacks listening and teamwork. Acknowledge and credit your team's efforts. Rookie CEOs should own their strategies and involve their team in decision-making. A sound strategic plan considers various factors like customer needs, market conditions, competitors, budget, social trends, and global events. New CEOs have the power to entirely transform their company's culture. New CEOs have the opportunity to shape an organization's culture from day one. Many companies have established culture codes that guide decision-making and employee management. These codes often include core values like trust, inspiration, respect, compassion, and teamwork. Some companies prominently display their culture codes to remind employees of the organization's standards. Others reinforce their culture through activities like sports leagues, happy hours, or team-building events. To create a culture code, CEOs can have employees complete a questionnaire to identify what matters most to them. This information can help CEOs understand their workforce, how their company operates, and the preferences of their customers. The importance of CEO behavior in shaping organizational culture. CEOs need to remember that their actions are closely watched. Effective CEOs lead by example, embodying the culture they want to promote. On the other hand, hypocritical behavior can undermine trust and collaboration. For example, one CEO who enforced rigid schedules while keeping flexible office hours faced resentment from employees. Adjusting the approach helped reduce conflict and improve morale. Rookie CEOs should only answer questions that are asked. New CEOs share valuable advice with their peers. Avoid answering unasked questions or bringing up unrelated topics in meetings, as it can derail the presenter's focus and disrupt the flow. The CEO's role is to shape company strategy, which hinges on forming strong teams. Before involving external participants, conduct a practice run of the meeting for better preparation. Other tips from rookie CEOs include: respect your executive team by ensuring they have the necessary resources. Develop a clear vision for your team and remove those who don't align with it. Be willing to adapt plans when needed. Have an exit strategy in place for leaving the organization. Each CEO and company is unique, and mistakes are inevitable. Hang on tight as unexpected challenges arise. Remember, real-life scenarios can be stranger than fiction. Key points: rookie CEOs are categorized based on their backgrounds and challenges. The PPLC framework guides rookie CEOs in their path, philosophy, leadership style, and culture. CEO expertise stems from experience, vision, and education. Top leaders collaborate and establish achievable goals. People desire CEOs who respect them and avoid micromanaging. New CEOs have the power to transform their company's culture,